Good evening.
Good evening, Hanok.
How are you, Jasmine?
I'm here, hanging in here. I'm fine, Baruch Hashem. What about?
Jasmine, you were the only one on, as I understand it.
I guess so. I'm here.
Did you mute?
Yeah,
okay.
My mother was up. So
we'll wait a few minutes, see what's going on.
Okay.
You're very quiet, Jasmine.
Me? We're in the recording right now, so I think we don't supposed to be talking too much, don't we?
Well, you have to be aware that we're being recorded, so you have to be careful, but we can ask, you know, we can talk about things generally.
Well, I got good and bad news. The bank returned $11,500 from the $21,000. But I don't know why. I have no explanation why they didn't return it, the whole thing. So.
Well, the explanation is that he took that $1,000 out before the bank got caught it and put a freeze on the account. That's the explanation.
Yeah, but, okay, let's say that's the explanation, but what are they going to do with the rest? You know, are they going to return? I don't know. I mean,
They will eventually return the $11,000, and the $10,000 he's going to have to go to court to sue.
Holy shitty cow! Tell me about it. You know a lot about this, huh? Were you a banker?
No, I had a family company that I took over when I was just out of college at the age of 22. And I employed 120 people at that time. And 14 years later, when I sold it, it employed 425 people.
Wow.
So I've had a lot of experience with business.
I see you do.
By the same token, By the same token, somebody, did somebody come on?
Yes, this is Judy.
Oh, hi, Judy.
Welcome, Judy.
Hi. How y'all doing this evening?
We're doing well. Glad to hear from you. Hope you're continuing to be well.
I'm working on it. Thank you.
Good. Please join me in saying the Anabakoa. Anabakoa Gedula Chemincha Tatir Zerura Alpekimo Yitzhak Sadi Kabil Rinat Amcha Sadminu No Noon. The letters of the month of Kislev.
Ruby.
The Gimel that created the planet. Tzedek, the planet of justice, the planet of Jupiter. The planet that constantly continues to grow. And the Samech that created the constellation Keshet, the astrological sign of Sagittarius, the archer, the bow, the rainbow, all of the above. There are different groups who think that the astrological sign has that meaning, those meanings. Samech and Gimel have a gematria of 63, which we know connects to the tetragrammaton, to the four-letter name of Hashem, with certain spelling that connects to the Sefirah of Bina. Na Gibor Dor Sheyehutcha Kevavat Sham Rem Yud Gimel Dalet Yud Kaf Shin Barhem Tacharem Rachame Chitkatcha Tamid Gam Lem Betet Reish Tzavitav Gimel Chasin Kadosh Birov Tuvcha Na'el Adata Het Kuf Bet Tet Nunayim Yachid Geh Lamcha Penei Zofrei Kedushata Yukimolamet Ezayin Kuf Shabbatenu Kabel Ushmati Akatenu Yodea Talumo Shintufav Tadiyuta. Now that we have brought the energy of creation into our space, we're going to separate between the right column energy and the left column energy. And we will utilize the 13 attributes of mercy for this purpose. Adonai Yohei Wahei, Adonai Yohei Wahei, El Rachum V'Chanun, Erech Apayim, V'Rav Chesed V'Emet, Notze Chesed L'Alavim, Notze Awon Wafesha, V'Chata'av V'Nakei. We're now going to read a verse from the Zohar that connects to the energy of certainty. It's from Parashat Yitro, it's Pasuk 29, and we'll start with a L'shem Yichud. L'shem Yichud, Kud Shabrichu, Ishkintei B'Hilu, Urchimu, Hilu, Hilu, Urchimu, L'yata L'shem Yudhei B'Vavhei, V'Yichuda Shalim B'Shem Kol Yisrael, Limud Torah Mitzvah, La sok Torah mitzvah. Vayihino am Adonai Eloheinu aleinu maasei yadeinu konenei aleinu maasei yadeinu konenehu. Rabbi Abba Amar Bekama Atar Tameinan Detucha Berichu Koma Diavid Leila Witata Dola Iru Yishot Yovada Dikshot Veleilach Mila Bialma Ivae Barnash Vedach Yaleya Minea ulam haga, beya fakalana, deha kulhu, ovada, tikshot inun, wikola isterik, be alma. The energy for the year 5778 is bowing to Hashem in order to walk with Hashem. There are two verses in the Tanakh that connects to this energy. The first is 2 Samuel chapter 13, verse 6.
Vayishkav Amnon vayichal v'yavo hamelech liroto vayomer Amnon el hamelech tavona tamar achoti utlabev. Le'enai shete divot evre miada.
The second verse that connects to this energy is Psalms chapter 32, verse 5. Concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Chet. The letters of the name of the year are separated by three letters each.
Chatati odiacha vayavoni lo kisiti amarti odeale v'shai ladonai ohe wahe v'ata nasata avon chatati sela.
The year 5777, which is known as the year of the goat, has two verses that connect to that energy also. It's Lamentations chapter 3, verse 52 is the first verse we study.
Tzod saduni katsipor oyevai chinam.
When we take the first letters of these five words, we can create Tzatzkiyach, which is a phrase that translates as appear like brothers. When we take the final letters, it becomes Bir Yam, which is a phrase that translates as the sea of tenants. The second verse comes from Joshua chapter 23, verse 8. And again, what's concealed in this verse is the name of the year, Tavshin Ayin Zion, and the letters of that name are separated by seven letters each.
Kim ba Adonai Yohewahe Elohechem Tadivaku Kasher Asitem Ad Hayom Hazeh.
The year 5776 is the year of the pause that refreshes. There are also two verses that connect to this year. The first that we study is 2 Chronicles chapter 29, verse 34.
Rata kohanim ha'yulimat v'lo yaklu lehavshit et kol ha'olot v'yechaskum acheichem ha'levim ad kelotam lacha
Yad Yitzkachu Akohanim Ki Halivim Yishrei Levav Lehitkadesh Me Hakohanim. This verse has 25 words. When we take these words, the first letter from these words, and we are able to permute them into eight names of God. Adonai Yohei Wahei La La Hei Wa 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 Yo La Yo Alame Hey 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 Aka Reka Ha. The second verse that connects to the pause is Isaiah chapter 26, verse 4. Bihu Adonai Yohei Wahei Ade Ad Ki Bia Yohei Adonai Yohei Wahei Tzur Olam The year 5775, that has the energy of swallowing death forever, has three verses that connect to this energy. The first that we study is Job chapter 7, verse 19. Kama lo tishem imeni lo tarpeni ad bili ruki. Next is 1 Samuel chapter 23, verse 23. Uru udu mikol hamachavoyim asher yitzavei sham moshavtem elai el nachom v'halachti itchem v'chayayim yeshno v'aretz v'chipasti oto b'kol alfei Yehuda. And the third verse is also from Job. It's chapter 20, verse 7. Kegelo lanetzach yoved roav yomru ayo. This brings us to the year 5774. That has the energy of peace in the Middle East. There's only one verse that connects to this energy. It's 2 Samuel chapter 10, verse Chapter 7, verse 10. Wesamti makom leami leYisrael untati wishakam tachta v'lo yergaz od yahalelusa od yavilo yosifu v'nei avla lanoto Kasher Barishona. We're now going to connect to the 72 names of God. During the month of Kislev, which is a month of silence, and if you want to know more about that, I suggest you listen to the recording for Rosh Chodesh Kislev 5778, which is posted on our recordings link. The way we are going to connect to the names is to scan the names like we used to do. The only thing I will mention is the name of the row. Please join me and stay within so that we're all in unity as to what we're scanning. One, row two, row three, row four, row five, row six, row seven.
Do we lose him? Hello?
Yes, I think we did. I think we did too.
Someone want to send him a text? Is someone going to send him a text? I will. Hold on.
I have returned.
Oh, okay.
I have completed the scheme of the 72 names of God. So now we're going to be scanning the 72 names from the Tzaddikim. And again, all I will do is say the names of the rows. Row 1. Row 2. Row 3. Row 4. Row 5. Row 6. Row 7. Row 8. Row 9. There are 3 names in the 72 names of God. And there is 1 name in the 72 names from the Tzaddikim that connect to the year 5778. The Tzaddikim who left this evening, this day, the third day of Kislev, Rabbi Meir HaKohen Katz, Rabbi Meshulam Yisachar Ashkenazi, Rabbi Shiloh Raphael, Rabbi Yaakov Moshe Kulevsky, and there is a Sadeket, although she is not yet recognized. Emma Lazarus was involved in the, she was an American-born Jewish poet, and you can read about her on the Chilulah page. In the 8th verse of the Anna Bekoach, we say in a whisper, tonight's class is an essay by Rabbi Ashlag. We're continuing to study the introduction to the Sefer Panim Meirot Umaspriot. And if you go to the Revealed Wisdom Matrix, row 16, the right-hand column, that will open up a page to all of the essays by Rabbi Ashlag. And if you then scroll down on that page to class number 32A, we will open up and start with section 6 and continue our study of this interesting and informative introduction. So that you have a sense about introductions. In Hebrew, the way a book or a sefer of Torah is written, the book is written chapter by chapter as the author feels is appropriate. But then he goes back and summarizes the teachings of the whole book in his introduction. So by reading into the introduction, you are getting the majority of the energy of that particular sefer. Section 6. And now, sons, do hear me. The wisdom cries aloud in the streets. She utters her voice. Whoso is on the Lord's side, let him come unto me. For it is no vain thing for you, because it is your life and the length of your days. As an unwritten commentary, these are 3 famous verses that Rabbi Ashlag put together in one paragraph to help us understand the meaning of those verses and also relate to what he is expressing in this section. Continuing to read. You are not created to follow the act of the grain and the potato. You and your asses in one trough. And as the purpose of the ass is not to serve all its contemporary asses, man's purpose is not to serve all the bodies of the people of his time, the contemporaries of his physical body. Rather, the purpose of the ass is to serve and be of use to man, who is superior to it. And the purpose of man is to serve the Creator and complete his aim, his correction. As Ben Zuma said in the Talmud, all those were created only to serve me, and I to serve my Maker. He says, the Lord hath made all things to his own purpose, since the Creator yearns and craves our perfection. To put this all in perspective, what's being said here is that there is a hierarchy in the world based on the spiritual level of people. So Talmid Hachamim, people who study Torah at a deep level, they are on a level of spirituality. But then there are students that will come to them. There are people that will come learn at their feet. There are people who they will be able to help. All of these people serve them while they serve the Creator. This is the hierarchy. Obviously, between those three levels, there are many levels between each of them. But generally speaking, this is the structure. It is said in Bereshit Rabbah, paragraph 8, Parasha 8, that the angel said to him, what is man that thou art mindful of him, and the son of man that thou thinkest of him? Why do you need this trouble? I guess we're really not well thought of in the upper worlds, are we? The Creator told them, therefore, why sheep and oxen? What does it resemble? A king who had a tower filled abundantly with no guests. What pleasure has the king from his fill? They promptly said unto him, O Lord, our Lord, how gracious is thy name in all the earth. Do that which seems good to you. Seemingly, we should doubt that allegory, since where does that tower filled abundantly stand? In our time, we really would fill it with guests to the rim. Indeed, the words are earnest, since you see that the angels made no complaint about any of the creatures that were created during the 6 days of creation, except about man. This is because he was created in God's image and consists of the upper and the lower together. When the angels saw it, they were startled and bewildered. How would the pure spiritual soul descend from its sublime degree and come and dwell in the same abode with this filthy, beastly body? In other words, they wondered, why do you need this trouble? The answer that came to them is that there is already a tower filled abundantly and empty of guests. To fill it with guests, we need the existence of this human made of upper and lower together. For this reason, the pure soul must clothe in the shape of this filthy body. They immediately understood it and said, do that which seems good to you. Know that this tower filled abundantly implies all the pleasures and the goodness for which he has created the creatures. as they said, the conduct of the good is to do good. Hence, he has created the worlds to delight his creatures. And since there is no past and future in him, he must realize that as soon as he had thought to create creatures and delight them, they came out and were instantly made before him. They and all their fulfillments of delight and pleasure, as he had contemplated them. It is written in the book Hefti Ba, my delight is in her, by the Ari, that all the worlds, upper and lower, are contained in the Ein Sof, in the infinite world, even before the Tzimtzum, by way of he is one and his name is one. The incident of the Tzimtzum, which is the root of the worlds, Atzilut, Briah, Yetzirah, and Asiya, confined to this world, occurred because the roots of the souls themselves yearn to equalize their form with the emanator. This is the meaning of divakut, adhesion, as separation, and divakut in anything spiritual is possible only in values of equivalence of form or disparity of form. And I am explaining. Spiritual closeness is the concept of consciousness and how close to equal are two entities' consciousness. Therefore, spiritual separation is how far are these two entities' consciousness. This is a spiritual law and actually explains the difference between the spiritual and physical worlds. Since he wanted to delight them, the will to receive pleasure was necessarily imprinted in the receivers. Thus, their form has been changed from his. Since this form is not at all present in the emanator, as from whom would he receive? The Tzimtzum and the Gevul, the boundary limitation, was made for this purpose. Until the emergence of this world to a reality of a clothing of a soul in a physical body, when one engages in Torah and works in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker, the form of reception will be reunited in order to bestow once more. We all understand that we may do something like study Torah or go to work in a secular job, but we do so primarily to receive a benefit, to receive a wage which we could then spend and support our families and all of the rest of the secular world's process. But what we're talking about, the goal is to do these actions not to receive for ourselves alone, but to give pleasure to the Creator that He created these pleasures for us. Now, for some people, that seems to be a convoluted message. It's a roundabout way of getting it, an explanation, and sometimes it seems contrived, but it is not. If you ever do an action where you consciously make a decision, I'm only doing this to give pleasure to the Creator, and that is your consciousness in doing that action, the light that you will reveal will keep you coming back for days, if not months. Continuing to read. Since he wanted to delight them, the will to receive pleasure was necessarily imprinted in the receivers. Thus, their form has been changed from his, since their form is not at all present in the emanator, as from whom would he receive? I think I read that. The Tzimtzum and the Gevul, the boundary limitation, was made for this purpose. Until the emergence of this world is to a reality of clothing of the soul in a physical body, when one engages in Torah and works in order to bestow contentment upon one's maker, the form of reception will be reunited in order to bestow once more. That paragraph is talking about the resurrection. And this is the meaning of the text, and to cleave unto him. Since then, one equalizes one's form to one's maker. And as we have said, equivalence of form is divakut in spirituality. When the matter of divakut is completed in all the parts of the soul, the worlds will return to the state of Ein Sof, as prior to the Tzimtzum. And I am adding.
Hello?
Yes, go ahead.
Will we have time for a question before the class ends?
Anytime. You can always interrupt to ask a question, even if it's on and off subject. I'll make a decision at that point to say we'll talk about it later or call me separately or whatever, but you can always interrupt, and I would appreciate that you do so.
I had a question, you know, when you were talking about in Genesis when the Creator was speaking, he says, we will make man in our image and our likeness. I've always kind of been intrigued by that, that statement, in our likeness, in our image. When he says, in our likeness, is he saying like the angels and in our image, in the image of God, like the attributes when he created the world, and you have the ten sephiroth in each world? Is that what he's saying? In our image, in our likeness.
Does anybody else want to comment on what Ruby is asking? The first question, Ruby, you have to ask on any verse: why are these words being used? What is the difference between our image and our likeness? They're really similar images. They're similar words, aren't they? If he said,
yeah,
just said, we man in our image, don't you have the whole impression? Don't you know what it is? So his image is one thing. But his likeness, there's no synonyms in Hebrew. So the word likeness in the Hebrew has to be another level. It has to be something else.
Yeah, and then my question is, you answered that. My question is, the likeness of whom or what? Is it
The curiousness of the question is, the verse says it, the likeness, it's our likeness. But there's only one God, so what is the meaning of the plural? Why does it say our likeness? We make man in our image and our likeness. But actually, it says, if you read closely, it says, we make man in my image and our likeness.
Okay, then my next question is...
Okay, go ahead.
I'm sorry.
Do you feel I've answered your questions up to now? Or do you Or do you want to contemplate my answers and we'll come back in another way?
Yeah, I do.
You'll come back in another time. Okay, that's fine. So go ahead and ask the third question or the next question.
Okay. Well, it kind of sounds like God has split person, or the Creator has a split personality in our image, in our likeness. And I guess my question is, go ahead. You were saying
God doesn't have split personality. We have split personalities. Your personality is different than mine. But are we really different?
Well, kind of.
We both are our desires to receive. So are we really different? But we have different personalities.
Yes.
And also, you said it, our image and our likeness. I think the verse, and I could be wrong, but I think the verse actually says, he created man in his image and our likeness. And that's a very critical distinction, if I'm correct. And if I'm incorrect, go ahead.
No, I'm not. I thought that's what I did say.
You said our image and our likeness, and that's a lot of people do that.
Okay.
Most people don't even recognize the idea of our likeness, meaning plural. So one way of understanding our image is the desire to receive. And our likeness is the 10 Sephirot. That's one way to understand it. But there's another 69 ways to understand it.
Okay, let me ask one other question and then I'll stop. The Creator was having a conversation with something or some other entity when this angel or whatever was questioning why would he bother with making man, because man would eventually err.
Look at the words. Are you sure it's one angel and not many?
No, I don't think
it's the same question.
Well,
take a look at what it actually says in the Hebrew. But let's proceed. I don't want to hold up the discussion. We can go either way.
Or you can just answer it some other time. I mean, that's fine.
No, I have no problem with this because the section that we're doing in Noach right now that we did earlier tonight starts essentially the same questions you're asking. So it is the energy of this week that is coming to the fore. It's also why this in the section number 6 why this came up, because it's the energy of the week. So let's continue. You still got questions, so let's move forward with them. All I'm doing is suggesting you make sure that the questions are clear.
Okay. No, we can go ahead. I need to go back and review it, so that's fine.
All right, but feel free to ask this again. It's something that it's very helpful to truly understand it for your spiritual development and for your knowledge of Kabbalah. So I'm continuing to read where it says Hanoch adds, to me this is an amazing revelation of wisdom. The purpose of life for a receiver, a human being, is to cleave to the Creator, meaning receiving in order to share pleasure with the Creator. Now, most of the time, we don't think in those terms. That's an unwritten commentary. I'm continuing to read. In their land, they will inherit doubly. This is because then they will be able to receive once more all the pleasure and delight prepared for them in advance in the world of the En Sof. Moreover, now they are prepared for the real Divakut without any disparity of form, since their reception is no longer for themselves, but to bestow contentment upon their Maker. You find that they have equalized in the form of bestowal with the Maker. That is the end of the section. Does anyone have any questions? Section 7.
Okay, never mind.
Yes, Ruby.
Never
mind. You haven't been asked it. I desire questions.
Well,
please.
When you say Devakut and adhesion to the Creator, doesn't that require us to, when you look at like the in each sephiro and the attributes of those, that means when we're adhering or doing adhesion with the Creator, we have to have like the same form as each sephiro. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Then my question's answered.
But you already have that same form. You already have that same form. If you look at a human body, it has a head, which represents inside the head, you have two brains, right and left.
Left, mm-hmm.
Okay, you have two eyes representing Chachma, two ears representing Bina, your nose representing Zeran Pin, and your mouth representing Malchut. So you've already established the head is the Keter, the head is the upper three Sephirot, and you have a Partsuf there. Now, if you look into the rest of your body, you have a right arm, which is Chesed, a left arm that is Geburah, and your chest represent above your diaphragm represents Tiferet. Below your diaphragm, you go on the right side, you go to Netzach down to the knee. On the left side, you go from below the diaphragm down to the knee on the left side, your left leg. So that's Netzach and Hod. Yesod is your sexual organ, but it's also your spine. And Malchut is the feet itself, the lower legs from the knee down.
Yeah, but we have them, but it doesn't mean that it's balanced. And I guess when I was asking you about Devakut, that you would have to have that balance.
And what is defining the balance? You are right, but define the balance. The balance means that you're in the central column. The balance means that the sharing consciousness is more emphatic and the receiving consciousness has accepted that the sharing consciousness, it has the authority. Put that on a practical basis. I want what I want when I want it, and I want it now. That's all receiving for the self. But now you change that. I want what I want for someone else. Now you're in a sharing consciousness. The receiving has accepted that the sharing is more important than themselves. That's the balance point. This is the nature of the Creator. Does the Creator share with the ISIS nation? The answer is yes.
Yes.
How could that be? They're all about killing. They're all about things against God. Are they really? God created all of us. Them too. So how do we come to a level of balance within this disparity, within all of this, all of these different creations of human beings? Because the receiving aspect has to accept dominion by the sharing aspect. But that has to be a choice of free will. It can't be done by coercion. Now you begin to understand what cleaving means. I'm cleaving to God. Well, if you're saying that I'm right and the other guy is wrong, that's not God's way. God shares with both. He doesn't care who's right or who's wrong. He just shares it. He provides food. He provides shelter. Well, what about all these people who are starving, God forbid, or who are living in tents instead of homes that got bombed out in Syria, God forbid? Who has the responsibility to assist them, to help them rebuild? Well, who won the war? Who's on top? The people on top are what's his name? Assad. He's on top in a certain section. Then there's another section. Every community is represented. None of them have prevailed totally, but they control their areas. It's a perfect opportunity to bring them together. But if you're trying to bring them together by saying, I'm right and you're wrong, they're going to continue to resist. And in the history, when a strong person overcame all of the others, and he was the victor, and he took over the culture and the territory and the wealth. And then 100 years later, the culture that he conquered had penetrated his values, his culture. And they now are the victor without fighting a war, just by existing and continuing to exist. And teach, being hired as servants in their homes to teach their children. And what happened? The children learned what they were taught, the new culture. It happens over and over throughout history. So what is cleaving? Cleaving is when your consciousness is the same as the Creator's. Can your consciousness be the same as the Creator? Well, the Creator has an unending supply of energy, an unending supply of goodness, an unending supply of light. So can you be the Creator? No. You don't have an unending supply, but you have the ability to share what you have received. You have the ability to be a messenger, an angel, from the Creator to another human being. And you have the ability to see that the Creator sent that antagonistic SOB in front of you who's always making your life miserable. When you get to these levels of consciousness, you're cleaving to the Creator. These are practical tools. This is the genius of Rabbi Ashlag. He's bringing all of this esoteric, Ken Sefirot, Tree of Life, all of these different attributes, and he's saying, look, this is how it affects your life. Is it clear?
Yes.
It's also the end of our hour, so we will continue next week with Section 7. And it really is, the slower you go through these things, the deeper you go. Because you're asking questions. And that's what's important, because from the questions, you get a whole different understanding. I'm sure what our questions between Ruby and my answers to her and back and forth enhanced everybody's class tonight. And if I'm wrong, please tell me another time, because I'm tired.
Okay. So we won't have this question until next week.
If you want to tell me now, that's fine. I was joking about that. If you want to tell me now, it's okay. I just don't want to put people on the spot.
So we're not going to have this class again until next week?
Yes. Don't you think you need at least a week to absorb what was said in this class?
No, not
don't
really.
Don't you need to at least another? I'm sorry?
No, not really.
All right, so then send me a question or call me and we'll discuss it privately if you think you're
okay.
ready. But I would recommend that you listen to the Noach Section 16 class that was done before this one. And both recordings will go up sometime in the middle of this night. And when you've absorbed both of those classes, give me a call. All I can tell you, Ruby, just to give you some perspective, I'm still absorbing this paragraph, and I've read it 10 times already, and I learn something new every time I read it. I learn something new every time somebody asks a question.
I agree with that.
So tomorrow night is Tuesday night, so at 4:30 West Coast time, we will continue the section that we're studying in Parashat Noach, which is Section 16. And at 7 o'clock class will be a Tikkuni Zohar class. And I wish you all a beautiful week, a happy Thanksgiving, and truly a beautiful, wonderful experience as we go into the holidays that seem to be so stressful for so many. Shalom to all.
Shalom and thank you.
Shalom. Shalom, thank you.
Thank you.